Proclamation number 8823 of 29th of June, 1964. Manifestation of the Eternal God Spirit. When I walked across Earth, an upheaval took place for the whole spiritual world, for it was an act which had an effect in the whole universe. The manifestation of the Eternal God Spirit, who wanted to make himself visible to all his beings, who, however, was not visible to all his creatures until I myself had taken on flesh and dwelt as a human being in the midst of people. This incarnation in Jesus was intended from eternity, for I knew the desire of my creatures that they desire to see the one from whom they had taken their origin. But the beings, even without seeing me, should know about their origin, and that is why I demanded my recognition from them, but which they refused in favor of their producer, which therefore resulted in their apostasy from me. And only now I fulfilled their desire and came to earth in Jesus as visible God, after he gave himself so to me that I could fill him completely with my love power. But now Jesus is and remains for all creatures the eternal God being, and not only the earth inhabitants, but all my creatures see me myself in him, because although I have taken up residence on this earth in a human form, so also the inhabitants of the other celestial bodies and all inhabitants of the kingdom of light bow before that soul, which received the highest God Spirit in all fullness. Jesus is therefore the ruler of the universe, he is God and will eternally be for the beings the embodiment of him, who called you into life, who created everything, for he is love in himself, and from him all came forth what is. And all worlds, all the beings in these worlds could see the work of redemption. And since these beings were also in more or less great debt, otherwise they would not have been transferred to the different celestial bodies. They, too, must let themselves be redeemed by him and acknowledge him as Son of God and Redeemer of the world, in whom I embodied myself. And from this you will see that he truly has an exceptional position, that he cannot be counted among the ascended masters, that he must always and forever also be acknowledged by the inhabitants of other worlds as the one who received me himself into himself, as the one who truly and truly is and remains God. All beings of the universe therefore pursued my earthly change, and yet they knew that I looked after them, for the deity was in me and yet worked outside of me in all its strength. Only that it had created a vessel for itself in me which was receptive for it, which thus became visible to the spiritual, which already possessed a degree of maturity and was able to see spiritually. The beings of light also followed my course on earth and yet remained in constant contact with me, who constantly supplied them with strength and light. For I was everywhere and am also now everywhere in the spiritual kingdom and also in those places which have not yet become receivers of light. Because also these first have to accept the favors of the work of redemption to become free from their guilt. And my name will always be and remain, Jesus Christ. The God Spirit embedded in Jesus, and who will be the same in all worlds, whether these are still of a material nature or already the spiritual kingdom full of light. Under his name I shelter myself, who I am from eternity to eternity. Under his name you humans can address me myself, I will always hear your voice and answer you. And in him I am visible to you face to face. I incline towards you who desire to be addressed by me, and your God and Father speaks to you in Jesus himself. 6/29, 1965. Thus you know what to think of communications from outer space which do not acknowledge him, which thus draw a line between the earthly realm and their own world. All beings of light have been informed of my human manifestation in Jesus, a visible deity has arisen in Jesus, and all beings of light could now behold me face to face. The great spirit of God had surrounded himself with a human cover and kept this cover for eternity. This fact cannot be denied, and that is why all ascended masters must profess the same, and no matter how high they are in their development otherwise they are not entitled to call themselves so. This problem of my becoming human cannot remain hidden from them, they must. If they want to teach the pure truth, also be instructed by the Spirit within themselves and acknowledge my human manifestation in Jesus. This applies both to the inhabitants of other worlds, who announce themselves mediumistically, as well as to men, who on earth reckoned themselves to be high spiritual leaders, who are also again instructed by such from the spiritual kingdom, who however do not have me myself as master teacher, who would certainly report to them about my becoming man in Jesus. For even if the human being has no knowledge, if his religious knowledge moves in other directions, my spirit will certainly inform him, and there is no other explanation for it than that which corresponds to truth. For I alone hand out truth. I withhold it from no one, but I can only ever offer it where people willingly listen to me and my word. Where my spirit can work in man, also outside of human knowledge, their purest truth can penetrate, as it is my will. Amen.